Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season, it's a new day, yeah, resting on you. I can feel it, it's flowing my way, oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we are excited about having you to tune in tonight, hallelujah, to this time of study in God's all-powerful, all-sustaining, and holy word. Thank you for joining us. We just don't take it for granted that when you take the time out of your schedule and out of your day to be able to join us for a study in God's word, we just give God all the praise for you. We pray that all of the dads had a wonderful Father's Day, and we pray that everybody else has a blessed start to this week. We just give God all the glory because he is such a great, awesome and mighty and wonderful God. Oh, yes, he is. Well, praise God. We have a word in the house tonight from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Then he is gearing up to be able to share with you what the Lord has laid on his. Before we get started, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, because the word of God tells us that as we lift up his praises, he inhabits, hallelujah, the praises of his people. So join us in this song of praise. We pray that it is going to be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Listen and be blessed. And then following the praise song, we're going to have a time of prayer. And then the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Listen and be blessed.
Oh,
climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let us give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater. Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
no one. You can look high and you can look low. Search all over, but I guarantee you will find nobody greater, hallelujah, than our God. Bow your heads with me, please, as we go to the Lord with the word in prayer to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, Lord. We just give you all the praise and honor and glory, Lord. Indeed, Lord God, there is absolutely nobody, no one, hallelujah, greater than you. You are, Lord God, God Almighty. You are God Most High, Heavenly Father. You are, Lord God, and you are, Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we are joint heirs with him. We just give you all the praise, honor, and glory for being such a great and mighty and wonderful God. We ask, Lord God, for your presence here with us tonight as we go into this time of study of your word. We ask, Lord God, that you will anoint the man of God afresh. Allow him to bring forth your word, Lord, with anointing power, with clarity, with understanding, Lord God, without hesitation nor reservation. And Lord, allow your word to go forth mightily through his vocal cords and not return void, but accomplish that, Father, for which it has been sent and purpose to accomplish. Thank you for opening our hearts and our minds to be able to have an ear to receive what thus saith the Lord. And we will be certain to give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Jasper?
Amen, amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God and our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God for you for being here on tonight. Amen. On today, praise God. Thank God for the word of God, for the woman of God. Thank God for my wife and family. Amen. Thank God for her. And thank God for a blessing to be a blessing to others around the world. Amen. Praise God. On tonight, we're going to get into the word of God. Thank God for the belated day to Father's Day, to all the fathers. Happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah.
Father's Day, just like it's Mother's Day. Mother's Day every day, Father's Day every day. Amen. So thank God for you and thank God for your support and thank God for all that you do that you love and care for. Amen. And also thank God for all the veterans, amen, today and time. They help make this possible. Thank God for your service and thank God for your sacrifice, amen. Praise God for that. Amen. We're going to get into the world tonight, praise God, to the word of God. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. We're going to be in King James Version, whatever version God has you to have. We'll start there.
Praise God. Amen. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed,
amen,
and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure, unto me above all people. Above all people.
Amen.
For all the earth is mine. Verse 6. And ye shall be unto me,
yes,
a kingdom of priests,
mm-hmm,
and an holy nation.
Yes.
These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
The other verse can be from 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9.
But ye are a chosen generation,
mm-hmm,
a royal priesthood,
yes,
a holy nation,
yes,
peculiar people,
mm-hmm,
that ye should show forth the praises of him,
oh my God,
who hath called you out of darkness,
oh yes,
into his marvelous life.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You just shout right there. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. The title for the word tonight, praise God. Where are the true kingdom men of God?
Amen.
Where are the true kingdom men of God? Amen. /OMG. Praise God. Praise God. Where are the true kingdom men of God? Amen. Well, I think we're talking to men tonight. Thank God for the women. Amen. Can't do it without them. Thank God for the women, the wife, the the dollars to thank God for, and it provides a special place as well. We get that to that later on. But where are the true kingdom men of God? Amen. And God began in Old Testament and New Testament. He began, he ordained from the very beginning, Ralph, so there'd be a kingdom of priests in Israel and throughout the world, for it spread throughout the world. That was God's thought from the very beginning. And still, it's still his thought today in the Old Testament and New Testament. Amen. For a born-again believer, you have to be a born-again believer. You got to be a transformation take place inside out of your heart. Amen. And your heart, your mind, your spirit. God said you are created in Christ. You are a new creation in Christ. You're a new creature. Amen. Old things are passed away. So those things had to be renewed in your heart. It's what Nicodemus. And so a man be born again. You shall not see the kingdom of God. It's born not a man, not a woman, but the power of God, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ. He had to be born again by the power of God, amen. Let me see Jesus, the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb of God, and your Lord and Savior, amen. That is a true kingdom man of God. That's where you start with. But for this moment of time, praise God, let's identify some things. Let's identify no matter what you're going through, your circumstance, what's going on, your job, your home, whatsoever. We need more kingdom men of God on this hour. We need more true kingdom men of God. Amen. That stand by the faith and trust in God. And David, and Isaac, and Jacob, and Abraham, praise God, and Noah, amen, and Nehemiah, and Jeremiah. It go from beginning to end, from generation to revelation, edifying all the time the word of God by the men and women of God that stand fast in faith, amen, throughout from the beginning to the end, amen. Absolute maker. They are the true people of God. They stand by the word of God. They obey the word of God. Amen. And God is looking for men, looking for women to do that. But he's looking for true kingdom men of God in this hour. They stand by in their faith to trust God no matter what they're going through thick and thin and back again. They trust God from beginning to end. They trust God and hold on to his holy divine word. They be steadfast and be unmovable in the things of God no matter what the world throw at you. Greater he that's in me, and that's all I'm saying, and he that's in the world. He is greater than in you than he's in the world, praise God. So what Jesus had done, to work the power of the word of God, to work that Jesus had done for us, the greater is in us. So you hold the word through the Holy Spirit, through the faith that you have in Christ Jesus, that greater is there. It's in us, amen. It's about the things of God, amen. Jesus told them when he came on the scene, said, behold, the kingdom of God is in your hand. The manifestation of the kingdom of God, the Son of God, is right here. And we have that in us through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, amen, and through the word of God. So we have that in us. God provided that for us in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We're not living by the law. We are living on God's grace, praise God. God's amazing grace that we're living about today. We're not living under the law. We live by God's holy divine grace, his unmerited favor, praise God. His grace, amen, that grace, that mercy of God. That we are saved by grace, amen. Not of ourselves, to any man, both, but of the grace of God. Then get back to that. You get back to the beginning. God desired a kingdom of priests from the very beginning, real. Kingdom of priests. Even today, he said that you are born against chosen generation, royal priesthood. The same thing back then, same thing. You are a royal priesthood through Christ, or royal priesthood of a holy nation, a peculiar people. You stuff. You are God. You are a treasured vessel, praise God. You are anointed by the power of God, amen. You got an assignment that God has for you to do on the earth. And that kingdom building and that kingdom work, amen. And that kingdom assignment that God has for you. So where are the true kingdom men of God today on this day? Amen. It should be in your home. It should be in the marketplace. It should be in the workplace. It should be our judicial system. It should be our law enforcement. It should be where you go. It should be the kingdom men of God represented on the face of the earth, where we go at, in our home, with our husband, amen, with our sons and daughters. You should teach them those things of God. You should teach them how to come. I remember in my life that there were kingdom men in my life. Kingdom men. What are you talking about, Pastor? There were five kingdom men in my life that I remember, more than that, five of them. A lot of them look. He was in our neighborhood, our community. He was married, had a wife, amen, and had family. And he was a solid man of God. He was a strong man of God. He was a man that trusted God, a man of faith, amen, that believed in the things of God. He taught his children the things of God. Another man that I remember in my childhood, my Uncle Aaron. Aaron Lear, my grandmother's brother. He was a faithful man of God. Had family, his children. He was a man of strength, a man of coming, had a great reputation, and something that our mother could trust and provide for us and help us out in time of need. Aaron Lear was a man of faith. A man was a quiet man, but he was a man of substance. He was a man renowned in his community, amen. He was a great man of God. Another man comes to mind is my Cunningham Chapman. He had three boys and three girls. But he was steadfast in his faith, had a wife that he loved. He was dead home. He was out running around doing all kinds of things. He was faithfully dead home, a man of faith, man of God, a man of prayer, amen. He was a man that was dead home, took care of things, oh, Lord, bring that back of the old landmark. They instilled in us some things of God. We can be steadfast men of God. We can stand up like Joshua and stand up and be nice and strong for the thing of God and break that new wall to Jericho, amen. The image had to put up. But those men were strong, backbone men of God, hard-working men in our life, and they were men of substance. And then men of great reputation, praise God. And men would support my family, my mom and my dad, coming up. They were a great support of our family. We could depend on them. They had greatness about them and what they do and what they teach their children. Another man comes to mind, outside the man of Jesus, outside of Jesus Christ, another man comes to mind is Apostle Warren Williams. Apostle Warren Williams is still something in my life, amen, as a man coming up in faith. He helped mold and shape me. And he poured to me from time to time, amen. His family loved me and took me in, amen. He helped mold and shape my life, amen. Also, he knew more about what God was doing in my life than I did. Okay, he was a man of strength, man of substance, and they called him a walking Bible. He was a great man of wisdom, praise God, and great man of love, his son, his wife, and his family, his sons and daughters. He was a great man of God. I thank God for them pouring into me and more than shaping my life to be the man I need to be more so today. Another man comes to mind, say, I say the best will last. One, another man comes to mind, my grandfather, Amos. Grandfather Amos, a strong, mighty man. He was a man had great reputation, renowned in the community. Amen. He worried with his bond. He worried with his bond. He was a faithful man. He was a man of prayer. He was a man of integrity, praise God. And he was a man of truth and honor. And a man of love his wife. He got a little somebody. I mean, he was a man about 7 years or more. Hey, something good was going on there. He took his children and his grandchildren the same thing and coming up. He was in church. He was doing things what they wanted to do. And he was faithful in that part. And you'd be in church, amen. And at home, he was a man of prayer. At home, to love his wife. He didn't abuse his wife. He loved and cared for his wife, nurtured his wife, took care of her, and Christ took care of the church, amen? And I tried to follow through those steps and do it for my wife, my family, amen? Because that's what I saw. Nearly 70 years of marriage, 70 decades of marriage. He knows something right. He's doing something right, isn't he? Man of faith, a man of wisdom, a man of integrity. We need more men of that today, amen? Where are the true kingdom men of God on this hour? Can you look and find one? And one in your home? And one in your workplace? And one in your neighborhood, and one in your community, we are there. Stand up and be counted, amen. And teach these young men, mention these young men and girls, mention these young men the things of God, amen. Praise God, mention them, teach them the things of God that we're supposed to do. We are commanded to do so. God said, teach them when they lay down, teach them where they stand up, teach them where they go in life before they get there. Mold and shape them into the things of God, be young men of God, so they know how to love their wives and take care of, nurture. And care to be a hardworking man, amen, and be able to share it with someone else. Don't keep it to yourself. My grandfather was a man of substance, a man of strength, a man of honor, praise God. He was a great man of honor, amen, and he loved his family. He loved people, praise God. No matter what color creed, he loved people. He loved the things of God, and he loved Jesus, praise God, and a great man of prayer. Amen, praise God for that. Well, you thank God for that. Those are some of the definitions of the true kingdom men of God, praise God. They need to have that in them. Here are some of the characteristics of this. I'm going to share with you some of the original couple, Tony Evans and Pastor Corbett. Amen. Some of the information I have that I want to share with you. What are the characteristics of true kingdom man of God? I named some of them already. Probably name some of those. We need to be born again, believer in Christ. Praise God. He need to have faith in God. He need to be a male. The men are males out here. But I mean that men of God, amen. I mean they're true men, kingdom men of God. A lot of males are on the face of the earth. You got about 7-8 billion people on the face of the earth. Amen. You got a lot of males out here. But all of them born again believers, all of them have elders taking care of their wives and family. These young men, are they doing what they need to do in the family of God from time to time? But those are the things that we need to take care of. Those are things we should mold and shape our young people to be, to see, and to understand, to live a good example as Christ lived before us. Amen. He's walking this earth
He lived a good example. He was still 30 years. So he left that a good example, a good model for us to follow. The true kingdom man. Who are the true kingdom men of God? Praise God. Amen. Pick up on the characteristics of those kingdom men of God. I have about 9 and 10, but I might do a part 2 over here. But right now, we're going to start with that born-again believer, follow the things of Jesus, the word of God, obey the word of God, amen, and truth and honor, and worship God in spirit and truth. He's a Christ follower. He follows the things of God. He believes and trusts in the things of God. He committed to the things of God, amen. He is just disciple of Christ, praise God. He says that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Men, mankind, but he draws all unto me, man and woman. He was drawing them all unto me, young and old. He was drawing them all to me, whosoever. He was drawing them all unto me. Whosoever will, let him believe. Amen. Jesus said, I was drawing them all unto me. We need some true kingdom men of God in this hour. They are born again in their mind, their thoughts, in their life, and what they do, praise God. We need that on this hour. The followers of Christ, amen. So the born again believers, amen. Number two, a true kingdom man of God need to seek God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not yours, sure that sister rest, but seek the things of God and his righteousness. Righteousness of Christ Jesus in you and your life. Amen. That's what you see. Seek his righteousness. Not yours. You're like sister rest, but seek the righteousness of Christ in your life. He shed his precious blood for us. Remission of our sins. So it's his righteousness, amen. And you see, then what you see, then what you become, amen, in the kingdom of God. And you attest to that, you believe in that, and you trust in that word of God to mold and shape your life, and you learn to walk the godly changes from day to day, amen, in the things of God. Because we are changed from glory to glory, praise God, amen. We are changed from glory to glory. So God changed inside out. Won't he make you clean?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he will. Yeah. David said, Lord, create me a clean heart. Because that old stone and wicked heart, God got to take out. He got to do some surgery. Because he's not going to leave a mark. But he can do a surgery on your heart. Take out the old stone heart and put you in a new heart. Amen. A new heart, a new spirit. Praise God. And spirit. Okay, that's another topic. See with the Holy Spirit. But praise God for that. Number three, a true kingdom man of God loves life and loves God's way. What are you talking about? He loves the word of God. He obeyed the word of God. He studied the word of God. Amen. Psalm 1. And he's taking up. Believe the word of God, stand the word of God, because the word of truth, the word of power as well, amen. So the kingdom man of God, live a life, walk in the spirit, and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He walking, by faith, he walking the word of God each and every day. That's his daily bread. That's his bread of life. That's his spiritual growth and development, praise God, to mature in that area, to know the word of God, to obey the word of God. And he seeks the things of God, the righteousness of God in his life through Christ Jesus, amen. And he seeks the truth of God and the way God teaches him, trains, directs his life. He loved that. He loved to be had the desire to be a man of God, to walk God. David said, Lord, create me a clean heart. He's a man that seeks out the things of God, amen. He said, create me a clean heart. And God can do that in our life. He can transform our life from old to new, from what we used to be to what we need to be in him. He can restore and renew our life in the things of God through the power of God, and that's a transformation that God takes in our life and do in our heart inside out, praise God, amen. So true believer does that. A true man of God does that. He stands sure with the things of God. He stands fast with the things of God, and he obeys the word of God. You got Psalm 1? Go ahead.
Psalm 1, it says, blessed is the man.
Blessed is the man.
That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
All right now.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners.
Yeah.
Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
His delight is in the law of God, the law of the Lord, the word of God. Go ahead.
And in his law doth he meditate day and night.
When?
Day and night.
When do he meditate?
Day and night.
He's too busy?
Mm-mm. Nope. Day and night.
Too busy?
Day and night.
Oh, I can't get to you right now?
No, day and
I'm
night.
Too busy. I got different things going on.
Nope.
I got to run this business. I'm the CEO of this business. I'm the CEO. COO. Then you got time?
Amen.
Make time to study. Make time to study the word.
Day and night.
Where?
And he shall be like a tree.
Like a tree.
Planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
In his season. Oh, it's a new season, saint. It's a new season. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead.
And his leaf also
uh-huh.
shall not wither.
What?
And whatsoever
what?
He
Whatsoever he doeth.
Whatsoever he doeth. Mm-hmm. Shall prosper.
In business. Whatsoever.
It shall prosper.
In home.
It
whatsoever.
Shall prosper.
In school. In your career.
Yes.
Wherever you are. In faith or where you are. God said whatsoever you what?
You.
Will.
Shall.
Prosper. Same thing Joshua. God wants you to be successful in all that you do. He wants you to be successful. He's not trying to keep you yourself. Go ahead.
Amen. Verse 4 says that the ungodly,
whoa,
however, are not so.
Not so. He might seem to be, you might say, oh man, so-and-so got rich in this. But God got it taken care of. Don't worry about that part. God will take care of them. That he can take care of you. Go ahead.
But the ungodly are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away.
Yes.
Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment.
Shall not.
Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous.
Yes, he does.
But the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen. Praise God. Don't worry about the ungodly. God says, it's going to rain, just, unjust. He's going to take care of the godly, ungodly. So they reject Jesus, their Lord and Savior, and they had the opportunity by the grace and mercy of God. God take care of that later on. He's gonna bring that past man time for it. Amen. Don't worry about that. Let him take care of that part there. He said let the tree and the tail come together. He's gonna make a separation. Don't worry about that. He said let them grow together. He said, I'm gonna separate this thing later on. I'm gonna take care of this business. He said, let them grow together and I'm gonna do divine harvest later on. Don't worry about that part there. Amen. God gonna take care of that. Amen. He's gonna take care of that. Praise God. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. That's your word. And he's steadfast and true. Amen. Number four. A true man of God creates rep for his family. Wow. True man of God. God gives you power to attain rep. He's not going to try to keep it for you, but he wants you to idolize it, though. You can't serve a true master, but you need it right here on this earth to do what you need to do and take care of the kingdom and take care of your family. Amen. Tell yourself at home. Spread abroad. So God will be able to take care of your family. He wants you to have multi-stream income. Legitimately. He wants you to have multi-stream income to provide for your family, to provide for your business, to provide for your job, your career, where you are, your development, what God has blessed you to have. Use it for his glory. You know, he wants you to have ability to create wealth for your family, amen. To leave a legacy, amen. Leave an inheritance for your children. God wants you to do that, amen. He wants you wisdom that be good steward of what he's blessed us to have. Have good stewardship in all you do. Good stewardship. Do what you need to do to take care of things of God. Take care of your tithes and offerings. Be good steward in all that you do. Have good stewardship principle in your life, amen. For your family, teach your children the same way, the same thing to be able to do that. Be a blessing of God. Be a blessing to other people that are less fortunate in their life as well. We're supposed to have to take care of those as well, less fortunate. We're supposed to have to take care of those. And God designed for that to take place. He gave a power to attain wealth to you to act correctly, amen, and have good stewardship in that. To have a monthly stream of income, to do it legitimately, to do it correctly, and he designed for it to be. Abraham wasn't poor. They weren't poor. Some weren't poor, but they need you to have good stewardship in what they do. Amen. God gives you power to attain it, to do it for your family, for your legacy, for your inheritance, praise God, and for one another, to the glory of God, for your children, put things decent in order, amen. Warren Buffett don't want to get real. God gets real to his people, amen. Can create much greater than Warren Buffett and all the other people that think they got it. But God got some things for his people as well, amen. So learn to have a good stewardship in that. Learn to be people in partnership with the right people. They have partnership with the right people, amen. They're going the same direction you're going, amen, to provide for your family, provide for your children, amen. Use smart and wisdom and create smart business practices, business for jobs for other people. You know, use wisdom in that as well, amen. God give you ability to do that in your community, in your nation, in your home, in your neighborhood, in your community, wherever you are. Do it to the glory of God, amen. Have a kingdom mindset to be able to give back, amen. And to give to the kingdom of God, and do it joyfully. And God loves you, joyful giver. If you do it joyfully, amen, plant the seed that God will bring for a mighty harvest. Be word true. Seed time and harvest, God's going to bring it to pass. Don't worry about it. He's going to bring it to pass. God will honor his word. He's not a man that should lie. Amen. Matter of fact, it's impossible for God to lie. Because Hebrews 6:18, it's impossible for God to lie. You know, so God is true to his word. He's going to be true to you in your life, amen. So you got favor in your life. And favor, how long did favor last? Favor God last?
Forever.
forever, for a lifetime, praise God. You got God's faith on your life, on your family, and children. When you take and obey the word of God, God should give opportunity to you to continue to create wealth for you and your family, your generation. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God for that. Move right along here. Amen. Amen. And so, amen. Another thing for a true man of God, 4 or 5, is to pray consistently. A true man of God, amen. A true kingdom man of God, a true kingdom man of God. He's a prayer warrior. He learned how to pray for his family, for his wife, for his children, right? For you single or you married, you learn how to pray for one another. You true believer, you learn how to pray to get prayed through. You have to pray without ceasing, morning, noon, night, because you have an attitude of prayer in your life, amen. You pray for certain things. You understand that you need to have a relationship with Almighty God, relationship with Christ in your life. Jesus took time to go off and pray from time to time. Sometimes you got to go off to pray, amen, go into our closet, amen, and have a connection with God, have fellowship with the Father, praise God, and have an intimate relationship with him, an intimate relationship directly with the Father, amen, a spiritual relationship in our mouth. Then you can go and pray and believe and trust in God's word, what he has for today. That's our daily bread, is to have daily bread of prayer as well, you know, not just daily food of the word, that's the truth. But also have a daily bread of prayer in our life and what we do, amen, all our life. We need that for our family, for our covering, for our protection, for our provision. Prayer builds understanding in our life, amen. It builds strength in our life when we are wicked. Prayer is something that we need to have to lift us up when we're burning down, amen. It's not burning life. You know, Jesus tells you, man, life, have it more abundantly. He will give you abundant life. He won't even be burning down. You take it to the Lord in prayer. I mean, take to God. Let him know all about his situation. Let him know about it. You know, take it to him in prayer. Prayer is good. Amen. And prayer is much greater when you come together. One can chase 1,000, and 2 can do 10,000. That's God's multiplication, not man. So prayer is a good thing that we need to learn to do on a regular basis. Amen. To intercede for one another, to intercede for our family, for our home, for our life, for our community, for our nation, Lord, to intercede for our leaders, Lord. From day to day, it's important to do that. It's very important to do that. So true man of God, for our neighborhood, true man of God, learn how to pray. Know how to get a prayer through, praise God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Another characteristic here. A true man of God live by faith. We walk through fall by faith, that's what I'm saying. But we come by faith, we walk by faith, not by sight. So we got to have faith walking our life. We got to live by faith. God said, we have faith. He's impossible to please him. So you got to have a measure of faith. You got to have faith in your life. Salvation comes through faith. Ephesians 2:8-9. Salvation comes by faith. Amen. We are saved by grace. Through faith. Amen. So faith is a very important part of what we are. In true believers in Christ, Christian in Christ, faith is what we have. We can't do anything without faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith makes up all we do. We love by faith. We trust in God by faith. We walk and live by faith. We believe by faith. Amen. We trust in his word by faith. So faith is good evidence of a lot of things we are and what we do in our life. Amen. You need a mustard seed. It can do a great thing for your life. Amen. Just a mustard seed of faith can move great mountains in your life. Amen. In your circumstances, whatever it has to be, that there, you know, it'd be unshakable. Get that God give you that unshakable faith in here. Amen. In Christ Jesus. So faith is important to have if you're a true kingdom man of God, amen. And all that you do, have put faith in it. And neither in our heart, our mind, our spirit, that walk of faith each and every day. If we walk by faith, we live by faith and not by sight. Amen. Sight can only see us so far, but that faith can carry you all the way through and back again. That faith can carry you from beginning to end. Amen. So that faith is needed for what we need to work on each and every day. It's a powerful force of the word of God to overcome different challenges in our life. By faith, amen. So we have confidence in our life by faith. We're rooted and grounded by faith, by God's blessing, by God's truth, by God's power, by God's word, by God's Holy Spirit. That mold and shape us to what we need to be as a child of Most High God, amen. So whatever you're born, whoever is born of God, overcome the world. And this is a victory that we have, and we are overcoming of the world, amen, through Christ Jesus by faith, amen, according to 1 John 5th chapter, 4th verse, amen, 4-5 verse. That faith, we've got to have that faith in our life. Faith is a great something of God to do what you need to do. Now faith, amen. So many different types of faith, amen. That's one for another day. Another characteristic to go by is a true kingdom man of God follows the Holy Spirit. Oh my God, that is so powerful. God taught the Holy Ghost, taught the Holy Spirit. A true man of God follows the Holy Spirit. What you talking about, Pastor? Amen. Glad you asked. But to God be the glory. A true kingdom man is filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. My wife got a teaching about being filled with spirit led, spirit fed, and spirit led. Amen. Well, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. He said, stay here to the being due on high in the book of Acts. Stay here to the being due on high. And then Pentecost came and filled the room, like clothes of fire, stirring our own people and fill them up with the power of God inside out. Amen. And everything is sick in the tongue. But we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, praise God. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, that God would lead, guide, direct our path, and give us God, divine guidance. Amen. And give us that divine instruction, praise God. Along with the study of God's word, the Holy Spirit together to have the mold and shape us to what God wants to do, want to go, to do greater works than he calls, to do greater works indeed, miracle signs and wonders, greater works indeed that we shall do. The Holy Spirit leading, guide, direct our path. Amen. We need a leadership of the Holy Spirit. Guidance in our life. But don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't offend the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't do that. But let it lead and guide, direct your path that God wants you to go. Amen. As a child of the Most High God. Amen. But trust the Holy Spirit and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. No. Come on, Holy Spirit. Have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He dares to comfort you. He's our comforter. He dares to lead and guide, direct your path in the things of God. He's not going to do nothing contrary to the word of God. Never. Never do nothing contrary to the word of God. It always be in line with the word of God at all times, amen. All times till Jesus comes. Stay true to that, amen. Praise God. Another aspect of thinking themselves, a true kingdom man of God leads his family, amen, skillfully. He leads his family. He protects his family. He prays his family, amen. He has a covenant upon his family, amen. Upon his household, praise God. Joshua 24:15, I believe. Joshua 24:15. Joshua, true kingdom man of God. And Joshua, no without doubt, the things of God. And he talked about those things of God from chapter, first chapter down to the 24th chapter. He talked about the things of God. And there's another thing he said so profound in chapter 24. I mean, all the things were going on with the children of Israel and taking to the promised land and getting the victory out of God, blessing the victory out of victory out of victory over the enemy. Joshua made these statements.
And he said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord,
choose you. You got a choice.
This day. Whom you will serve.
My God.
Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood.
Y'all like Paul, he was full of persuasion. Go ahead.
Or the gods of the Amorites.
Uh-huh.
In whose land you dwell.
My God.
But. As for me and my house.
And for me and my house. And for me and my generation. And for me and my children. And for me and my inheritance. And for me and my neighborhood, my community.
Amen. We will serve the Lord.
Y'all had a mandate to serve the Lord. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what you came to do. For me, my house, you're going to serve the Lord God Almighty, Yahweh, Elohim. You're going to serve Jehovah, amen. You're going to serve the God that I know my father know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're going to serve this God that my grandfather knew, my aunt Dixon, my grandma Dixon knew, my grandfather Amos knew, my mom knew. You're going to serve this God.
Amen.
James, God that James knew, amen. Pray about it, pray a woman. We thank God for that, my sister and brother know. We thank God for that, Lord. You need to be a person that take care of your family and serve them and come to them and do things for them, amen. Be a man of trust, be a man of integrity, be a man of leadership in your home, amen, for your family, amen. Not abusive, but loving and kindness on your home, amen. Be the husband man God wants you to be.
Amen.
Okay, amen, amen,
amen.
To God be the glory, to God be the glory. Amen. And we thank God for that. Thank God for that. Amen. For your word, for your spirit, praise God.
Amen.
Go ahead and wrap this up here. Amen. And tonight is part two. Amen. Part two, praise God. Part two, praise God, praise God. But thank God for the holy word on today. We thank God that they show you some of the things. Kingdom men of God, the true kingdom men of God. I'm not going to get you all of them. But true kingdom men of God, they live faithful to the things of God. I thank God for doing the poor to me that I'm not. Let me share with you.
and many others as well. And my grandfather, praise God, thank God for him. To this day, he has molded my manhood as a young man, as a the man I am today, as a father, amen. Today, thank God for it. He lived a legacy that I will never forget, praise God, and my family will never forget. And I thank God for my mother as well. Thank God for the kingdom people of God in my life, my mother, my grandmother, and my grandfather, and some of the other spiritual leaders in my life as well today. And thank God for that as well, the opportunity to be a man of the Most High God. Lord, just have your way, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
And one more.
One more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Right there. Yeah, maybe I'll know. Okay. Here we go. Last one for the night. A true kingdom man of God emphasized integrity. Oh, my goodness. This is my grandfather right here. He was a true kingdom man of God. His reputation. Amen. His integrity, his trust. His trustworthiness, and learn to know people, amen. Love his family, praise God. Took a stand on what was right and wrong. Took a stand for the things of God. A godly man, a holy man, a righteous man, or God, amen. That's what I learned and saw him. That's what I learned from him, from my grandfather. He was truly, definite definition of a true kingdom man of God. The love his family, man of prayer, man of faith, praise God. A man with anointing of God for his life, amen. A man that stood tall in righteousness and truth, amen. And love his family, love his wife and children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. To this day, he still stands tall no matter where you are. And you've been touched by that. You've been touched by him. He's going to make a difference in all that you do, amen. He's going to make a difference in your life that you live right now. And he touched so many people. He's still going out today, amen. I'm going to bless Abraham right now. I'm going to bless my grandparents, my grandfather. Lived life before me. He was a faithful man, God, a true man of God. He possessed the steadfastness, the reputation, renown, truth, amen, togetherness, unity, love, trustworthiness, amen, filled with the word of God, filled with the spirit of God, stand the word of God. He was a teacher of the word of God, the biblical principle of the word of God, man of wisdom, understanding, a man of clarity, a man of truth, amen, and so much more that I don't have time to tell you all about today. But I thank God for being important to my life, my our life, and people, as young people, and grown up, and adults. And thank God for the opportunity to be taught by him, my mentor, my heavenly, my father, amen, and my father, spirit. We thank God for him as he lived a life before me and to mold shape my manhood and a godly man of God today, praise God. We thank God for the opportunity to share this with you and look forward for the part two of the word of God.
Amen.
Where are the true men of God? Men of God on today, the true kingdom men of God. Let them stand up and be counted. Stand up and be counted, true men of God. Show you your boldness. Show them your courage. Show them who you are in Christ. Amen. And pray that God continues to live your life from day to day. And stand on the word of God. Amen. To God be all the glory.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. What a timely message. Where are the true kingdom men of God on this Monday? Following Father's Day, we send out a clarion call. Where are the true kingdom men of God? Pastor Jasper shared with you 10 characteristics of true kingdom men of God. Yes, some of these are gender specific and some are not. Some pertain to not only men but women. But tonight we're talking about the true kingdom men of God. He said, a true kingdom man must be born again. A true kingdom man of God follows the things of Jesus and follows after Christ and seeks God and his righteousness and loves God and loves others and loves life. And true kingdom men of God create wealth for their families. They pray consistently. They live by faith. They follow the Holy Spirit. They lead their family, and they exemplify integrity. We're talking about true kingdom men of God. Where are the true kingdom men? Stand up in the kingdom of God and be counted. Praise God. We just give God praise for this word tonight. We're going to go ahead and open the line for those of you that would like to share in this topic, or if you have comments or words of encouragement, words to encourage our audience, to encourage others, words of edification, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Where are the true kingdom men of God? Praise God. Caller, your last four digits are 3925. Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast. Go right ahead, please.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I first want to say that was an awesome word, Pastor Jasper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I totally agree with you in regards to our grandfather, our granddad Amos. My God, what an example of a man of God. What an example of a true man of God. So I thank God for him putting our grandfather in our lives and it just trickling it down. It says in the word, when you tell a child, give the word to the child, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It will not totally come to me, but you guys know what I'm saying. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Train up a child in the way that he will go. There
Train
it is. Thank you, Jesus.
Child.
And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So it's trickled down from Granddad Amos up and down to the grandchildren, the children and the grandchildren, and we're continuing to pass the glory of God, the word of God through our children to our grandchildren. So we thank God for Granddad Amos. Hallelujah. I thank God that you put out the clarion call for the men of God to stand up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stand up, men of God. Hallelujah. Need to be said, stand up and heard and pass the torch, hallelujah, and share what they know, share the glory, goodness of God and the glory of God, hallelujah, so other men of God can stand up and be counted in the kingdom, hallelujah. But thank you again so much, Pastor Jasper, for that awesome word.
Praise
and
God.
And
blessed
Happy Father's Day to you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. And so much prophet touching for sharing those words of edification. Amen.
Yeah.
Is there another tonight? Praise God. Where are the true kingdom men of God? Do we have any kingdom men of God on the line tonight that would like to share? Go ahead and press one on your dial pad. Good evening, caller 0400. Good evening, Mother Pat. Go right ahead, please.
Oh, good afternoon or good evening. I enjoyed that word, and I was listening to Pastor Jasper. I asked him, where is the kingdom men? And when he said that, I thought about this generation. And so many of the young men are unchurched. They looking for God in other places, but not in church. And then you wonder, where are the kingdom men in the church? Are you going out there to disciple those unchurched young men? Now, I'm going to get on the sister's time. God called us, we are intercessors. So when we don't see these things happening, we can pray.
Yes.
A lot of things changes, and I'm not being prejudiced. Things changes when women get together and pray. Nothing like a Holy Ghost filled woman when she gets to pull God and start tearing Satan's kingdom down and loosen the men so they can be godly kingdom men. Because like I said, I got sons and I got a bunch of, well, I say a bunch, seven great grandsons. And I believe in God that legacy would be left for them to be kingdom-minded men to know how to take care of their families and take care of the things of God above. Because when you do what God asks you to do, you can't help but be prosperous. You can't help but to be a leader when you put God first. He say, lean not
That's
on your own understanding, but lean on him. Let him direct you. So that's a good word to encourage the men. And I say, men, kingdom men, where are you? Come forward. Kingdom men, come forward and do what God told you to do. A very good word, Pastor Jasper. Like Pastor Lisa say, this is a clarion call for men to take their place. And women, let us pray because things can and it will change. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Mother Pat. Thank you for sharing those words. So true, so true, so true. Is there another tonight? We have about a few more minutes left into the broadcast. And let me share that in order for to be a true kingdom man or even a true kingdom woman of God, you've got to know the Lord. And Romans 10, 9, and 10 tells us that all we need to do is to receive it, is but confess with our mouth upon the Lord Jesus to state, Lord, I am a sinner. And I know, Lord Jesus, that you came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected from me, and that you are the Son of the living God. And if you shared but that simple prayer, if you just stated but that simple prayer, hallelujah, we welcome you as a kingdom man, a kingdom woman, into the kingdom of our God. Your life is saved. Your name has been written into the Lamb Book of Life, hallelujah, never to be erased. And we celebrate and thank God for you. We have one more caller, number 3258. We're going to bring you into the studio. Go right ahead, please. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, we can. Hey there, Elder Green.
I'd like to thank Pastor. God bless y'all. I'd like to thank Pastor Jasper Whitehurst for such a dynamic word. And he said true men, kingdom men of God. There are some kingdom men of God, but they may not be true kingdom men of God. And I just listened and wrote down all the attributes and characteristics, and then he gave example of the men in the world and the men of God and the things that they should be doing in order for the younger men to come underneath them and teach them why they are there in life and teach them what to do and what not to do. And there is a call. There is a great call for true kingdom men of God, because the enemy think that the younger men should be in prison or should be bound up into the world characteristics so that they forget who God is. They know him as a name, but not as a living faithfulness God that he is to us, a true God. So I've written down a whole lot of notes. I want to say thank you for round one, part one, and pray for part two. And continue to stand up, being a true kingdom man of God, for example, for others to follow. When they don't understand you, preach the word. And when they listen to you, they will know without a doubt who you are in God. So thank you, Pastor Jasper White.
Praise God. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Elder Green. So true. We give God praise for each of you. Well, thank you so much, hallelujah, for tuning in to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We pray that this word has been a blessing to you and grace to the hearers. Yes, tune in by the grace of God next Monday for hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For part two of this message on Lord's will and on true kingdom men. Go forth this week and have a wonderfully blessed week. And we thank you for tuning in. And to God be all the glory. Have an awesome week. We love you and be blessed.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2.
Savior
of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's